and she told George, said, I'm getting Julia away from Paul. So she's just a slave now, taking care of them kids.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was taking care of my little half brother and sister.
Uh-huh.
And when my last one was born, was the day she got married. And I had them other little brats closed up in one room playing with them. And Papa come in there and he said, daughter, I want to tell you something. I said, what, Papa? He said, you got a new sister. I said, oh, no. That's what I said, oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
And he said, don't you want to come in and look at her? I said, no.
No.
Because I had one in there just about 12 months old.
Oh, goodness.
I had one in there taking care of it.
Oh, no. Yeah, I can see why you'd say, oh, no.
I said, oh, no. He said, yeah, you got another little sister in there.
Uh-huh. I think I would have said the same thing.
And he said, well, ain't you proud of it? I said, no.
Uh-huh. What'd he say?
He said, well, I guess I'd be like you, honey. I had them all in the kitchen there. He didn't scold me. He just said, I guess I'd be like you, honey.
Yeah.
See, I was the oldest one at home.
Yeah.
And I had my sister 10 years old in there, 9 years old, from 9 years down
to... How old were you?
50.
Oh, boy.
And I had to take care of all of them.
Yeah.
And he said, daughter, you got a new sister in here, honey. You want to see her? And I said, oh, no. And he said, well, no. I'm going to give Annie a piece of my mind when she comes back. That was the funniest thing it ever was. And we knew if she was, we didn't know she was going to get married, but we knew she went to Denton on a little cot.
Oh.
And that's when her and her husband got married.
Uh-huh.
And she come back in with him that night. My married sister and brother lived here, two married brothers, two married sisters, two of my brothers married sisters. And them and my other sister came home with their companions.
Uh-huh.
And Annie walked in and he said, daughter, you got a new one in here. She said, well, Paul, let me tell you something. He said, what? He said, let me introduce you to your new son. And he said, what do you say? George said, yes, Mr. Me and Annie got married about four something. He said, well, that's the time your little sister arrived, daughter.
Huh.
He said,
they got married about the same time.
About the same hour she was born. Uh-huh. And he said, I didn't lose nothing there at all.
Huh.
Said, I gained a new daughter and a son-in-law the same hour.
Yeah.
That's just the way he said. He never said no more.
That's a good outlook, I guess.
Uh-huh. We just had the best thing. Yeah. And the best time that night it ever was.
If a woman's about to have a baby, you say she's what?
Pregnant.
Okay, anything else?
And she's in labor.
Okay, anything else you might say if she's still carrying the baby? And when she's pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Any other word you might use besides pregnant?
Well, all we ever used was pregnant.
Okay.
When I was carrying mine.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it now, but when I was carrying mine, it was just pregnant.
Are there any joking ways of talking about it?
She's going to have a kid.
Okay. Well, but if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, there used to be a woman that you might...
Midwife.
Okay. Did y'all have one?
I had one every time.
Uh-huh.
And he came to my home. And all my babies was delivered at my home.
Uh-huh.
And one of them weighed 12 pounds. He had to be taken.
Well.
And his little old head was just about that long.
Well, pounds. Wow.
Yeah, he weighed 12 pounds. And my daughter had one that weighed 13 pounds.
Oh,
it had to be taken.
I guess. That's a big baby.
Yeah, but not as big as she was, because she ain't as tall as I am.
Oh.
She's broad as I am, but she ain't as tall.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. If a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father and the same shaped nose, he might say the boy
favors his father.
Okay. And if he picks up the father's mannerisms and behavior and so on, you'd say what?
Just like his daddy.
Okay.
That's where my oldest son was, just exactly like his daddy.
Huh.
Had eyes and he didn't have hair like his daddy because his hair was between a brown and a black.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't curly.
Uh-huh.